Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. We are talking still to Dr. Steve Wellum about his systematic theology. We are into chapter 18, working our way through the various attributes of God. And we pick up this time with the idea of God's truthfulness. Let's start at the bottom of that, Steve. What is truth? That's an important question in today's postmodern world. What is truth?
Well, I think we'd have to tie truth to God himself. It's what his true would be, that which is consistent with his own plan and his creation of the world. And so true in terms of knowledge, right, is how he has planned and ordained everything, and he is that source and standard of truth. So truth is that which conforms to ultimately himself, his plan, and his plan is then enacted in the world. So the world around us, right, is there's an objective order, there's objective truth, the way that he's put together biology and chemistry and humans and the unfolding of his plan. True is that which corresponds to reality, and reality is what God has planned and ordained and brought about in human history. So a truth is always being tied back to God himself as the standard of what is true, right, and good according to his plans and purposes.
Okay, but when we speak of God's own truthfulness, then that necessarily ends up being tied to the idea of his faithfulness also, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So not only is God the true God and the standard of truth, because he is the one who knows all things and plans all things, so that there's objective truth in history, there's objective truth of the world, there's all true statements, propositional statements are true false type of thing tied to his own ordaining and decreeing those things. That's tied to his very being and person and plan. But then he is true to himself. He is true to what he has made. He's true to the world that he has made it, and so on. So, of course, it then spills over quite quickly to God is true, meaning he is faithful to what he has promised, what he has said, right? So he's the standard of truth, and then he remains true to himself and his very word and the way that he has made things and the way that he has planned things and the way he has promised things.
And that just keeps unpacking. Then we're led inevitably then to notions of trustworthiness, and then we are led inevitably to characterizations of scripture that we've talked about in previous interviews of God's word is trustworthy and true.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, I mean, because what he has ordained and what he has revealed about himself is true about himself, because he's the one who is the very standard of truth. Then the revelation of himself, which we have in scripture, we have it in nature as well. The world reflects ultimately his plan, so it's true, and we can understand how he has made it. But in scripture, he gives a revelation of his own redemptive plan and his purposes for us and his promises for us. And then he remains true to his own word, his own revelation of himself, and so on. And so all of that is tied to his truthfulness, his faithfulness, and his wise counsel, and all that, because he is the one who is that which is true, true to himself, true to his plan, true to his nature, true to his purposes.